Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a NBA trade deadline dueling Phillies trade watch Marks and Reese show on a Thursday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Yes, trades are going down. The trade deadline is 3 p.m. on the NBA. Will Markelle Fultz be gone? Will somebody be coming to Philadelphia? We will see. We will see coming up here in a few minutes. We'll update you on everything. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
I have something playing from my phone.
I'm sitting here running around the studio like, I know I hear another voice somewhere in here.
I was just re-listening to Carson Wentz on with Angelo this morning.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
Nothing. Yo, there's a lot going on around here in the city of brotherly love today, man.
God, man. And it's crazy because you have the trade deadline. You have the Sixers right in the middle. But now, more importantly, you have the other teams that the Sixers are competing with that are getting players and et cetera. So we'll update you on everything. We'll give you the latest rumors coming up here. But I would say the biggest news locally, for because it could be happening during the show today, is the Phillies making a I guess would be a blockbuster trade, getting an all-star type player, an all-star player for prospects, Ike. And it really does. So even I think a lot of people have heard of the Phillies' top prospect, Sixto Sanchez. I don't know how many people have ever seen him pitch or really know that much about him other than he's their top prospect, right? Yep. So you don't need to know a lot about their prospects to know that they're called prospects for a reason, right? They haven't played in the majors. They haven't proven anything. They've done well, or they have the skills that teams are looking for and the Phillies really like. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hear it all the time, Mike, that the prospects are prospects for a reason. And if you can go out there and you can get a real player that can help you right now, and that's what the Phillies are kind of looking for right now, maybe to even coerce or get Bryce Harper here, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But so here's the latest, and I'll give it to you from Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia. He says, Phillies moving towards a deal for Real Muto. And we're talking about JT Real Muto from the Marlins, who is an all-star catcher slash first baseman. Goes on to say, Sixto Sanchez, Jorge Alfaro, and prospects going to Miami. Alfaro was not on the field in Clearwater today. He had been in previous days. And he says that it could happen today, could be done today.
Mm. Excited.
And that's according to multiple sources here. So you love it.
Oh, I love it.
You're excited.
I really am. I mean, what this says to me is that the Phillies, while they're certainly are still out there for the two big fish that are still on the open market, they are still looking at other ways to improve this team. And while they're making sure they keep money available to get those other guys, they are looking within their own system, within their own roster, to try to improve this team. Let's face it. And none of these guys are untouchable. You kidding me? I mean, none of these guys are untouchable. So if you can trade these guys to improve the team, I'm all for that. That gets me excited about the upcoming season. Yes, the ultimate excitement will be Harper or Machado, but the fact that they've added other players to this team, they're starting to shape up into a nice little lineup, right?
No doubt.
I don't want to put it out there in the atmosphere that, well, we don't even need Machado or Harper. Now, I'm not going that far, but I'm just saying if worst case scenario is we don't get either of those guys, man, I'm not looking at the same lineup I saw last year because the front office was basically sitting around all winter waiting for these two guys to make a decision before they did anything else. They've added some veterans. They've added some power. And if they make this move, you're talking about adding an all-star catcher.
Yep.
All-star catcher. Here's what they've done. As the worst defensive team in baseball last year, the worst defensive team in baseball last year, they are getting better defensively.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
And
what did we say last year,
Ike? Defensively.
We don't think they care about defense.
Right? Up the middle, of this defense. They're getting there. We all like Cesar at second base, right?
Eh.
Well, I mean, listen, he's not bad over there at second base.
Oh, defensively, he's fine. He's
That's
fine,
all
yeah.
I'm looking at.
Yeah.
They were terrible. You got Segura shortstop for now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's where he's at, right? And if you put JT at catcher, okay, we're going to have to deal with Odubel out there in center field misjudging fly balls from time to time.
If you were able to get Real Muto, you would have, and Buster only tweets this out, McCutcheon, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Real Muto, Odubel, Franco if he's here, and Cesar as a possible lineup right there. It looks a lot better than what we saw trotted out of here last year.
Anything they put out there last year. Anything.
Yeah, I think Buster forgets how Gabe likes to put lineups with two and four, stacking the best hitters two and four. But anyway, so really the question is, and you don't need to know a lot about the prospects that are involved. And I can just say it like this. It's significant what you're going to give up. You're going to give up your best prospect. You're going to give up Jorge Alfaro, which is already a major league ready player who is defensively elite and has real raw power. And probably another top prospect, probably another 5 or 10 top 10 prospect in your organization. Mm-hmm. Are prospects, are you ready for the Phillies to go for it right now?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't really care about prospects.
Well,
I really don't.
Now,
other than to trade them for something better. Now, if they're playing up here in the big leagues and they're helping your ball club win, great. That means they're major league ready. You know, I can't go from last year being in first place in August or whenever it was. Yeah, in August they were in first place to crumbling coming down the stretch to all of a sudden this year I need to be worried about future prospects. Now, I'm ready to win right now. The division looks like it's there for the taking. If you're getting Harper out of Washington, that weakens their team automatically. Atlanta, there's questions there. So to me, what the Phillies have done, you know, they put themselves in a great position to win the National League East, just as good as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Just as good as anyone else.
I
and that's where
you.
We're at now. That's where we're at now. You're talking about putting people in the seats down there. They can be in first place, but if there's a bunch of players, you know, that no one wants to come and see play, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And that's what they have to do. I mean, as a baseball team in this town, if you want this fan base to start paying attention, this fan base, you know, the Sixers, God bless them, the process, God bless them, it worked. We're not having that with everybody, though. You needed to be going through the process while the Sixers were going through the process. The Phillies were, mm-hmm. right? They were going through the process. Mm-hmm. They didn't call it that. It's mm-hmm. time to get out of that. It's time to get out of that. The Eagles, they weren't necessarily going through the process. But damn it, Chip Kelly was doing something Sam Hinkie wouldn't have done himself. And mm-hmm. Chip Kelly was getting rid of players. So you had to start over there. Flyers are still going through the process. I mean, either you get on the winning train or get off the tracks. That's what you got to do. You playing with the big boys or not, Phillies? Are you with the big boys or not?
You can be with the big boys and not trade your top prospects in your system to get a guy that's only under control for 2 more years and really an affordable salary. Real Muto making just under 3 this year, and then he'd be the final year of arbitration, which he probably makes about $6 million or more mm-hmm. Even next year. Here's where I am. I'm okay, Ike, with trading some prospects to get veteran players and going for it right now. I'm just not at that spot yet. I'm not at the spot where you need to go out and you need to start flipping the prospects around now. I want to see what this team has. I want to see what this team looks like in 2019 with Harper or Machado or probably Harper, whoever they bring in here. I want to see where this team is. I want to see what you need to add after that. How about this? I like Jorge Alfaro. I like his potential. I don't need to trade him for another catcher. I like what he has. Let me see what he develops into in 2019 and then take Sixto Sanchez and flip him. Flip him next year. I don't care. It's not about Sixto Sanchez. It's about just you don't need to do it yet. And just remember, prospects are prospects. Mm-hmm. But Ryan Howard was once a prospect. Jimmy Rollins was once a prospect. Chase Utley was once a prospect. That whole era of Phillies baseball was built on their prospects, not by going out, which the Phillies very easily could have done. I ripped and I killed Ed Wade for years, and deservedly so. But he didn't trade away his young guys to try to make the playoffs, and they were damn close.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would have, the Phillies would have never went through the period they did. So be careful when you say, yeah, just go for it now and trade all the prospects away. Be careful.
Yeah, which one of these prospects are going to be anything close to any one of those players?
Yeah, but you would have never said that about Chase Utley after he was drafted in the first round. He didn't light the miners on fire to where he said this is a guy that you absolutely can't trade.
Mm-hmm.
In the same situation, you would probably trade him away because they're so desperate to get where they are. All I'm saying is give me a year, let me see where this team is, and then we can take it from there. Don't do this trade. I would not do this trade right now. I think it's a mistake.
We don't have time to wait for a year, especially I'm talking about a 5'9", 5'10 pitcher who's coming off an injury.
Yeah, and they didn't like his conditioning either, apparently, according to something I saw Matt Breen.
And that's what happens with prospects every year. You know, some of them trend upwards. Some of them trend downwards. You could be ranked high as a prospect 1 year, and then the following year, it could be something totally different based on your performance the previous
year. J.P. Crawford. Remember, he went from being one of the top prospects in baseball? J.P. Crawford, exactly.
Yeah. I think I have more power than J.P. Crawford.
J.T. Crawford, too.
Yeah, him, too.
All right, here's the phone number. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on a Phillies trade watch Thursday, NBA trade deadline at 3 o'clock. The Phillies deal could happen today.
Yeah, we're shaking and moving in this city today, man. Carson Wentz was on this doggone radio station this morning.
He was. He was.
You know it must be some other things going on in the city if we didn't start with him.
Holy cow. Yeah especially me, right? Especially this show, especially Quarterback Controversy Central, Marks and Reese show. Yeah, Carson spoke on the morning show today. We'll get into that.
Oh, he was glorious, man. I couldn't have been prouder of my dude. Where do you handle yourself there, Wentz wagon?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Keep being a prime example to your teammates of what a real teammate is like.
Yeah, but
how you protect one another. Keep doing it, big fella.
But like nothing changed with me from Carson Wentz what he said today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he didn't do himself a disservice. I don't feel great. Like, yeah, Carson, I felt the way that I did before. If he wins games, a lot of us are going to love him. Mm-hmm. Right? If he doesn't win games, we're going to have questions about him. That's where I am. Right? He's not changing. He didn't think he did anything wrong.
He didn't.
I know. Just ask him.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Right? I mean, he just did, teammates said what they said. I don't think he learned anything from it. I don't know if he needs to learn anything from it. Just win games, man. Hmm. Let's not lie to each other and say they're like, oh, yeah, lesson learned. They asked him what he learned from Nick Foles, and he gave the biggest non-answer. He said he learned coffee from him. He turned him into a coffee drinker.
No, that's better than saying he learned nothing from you.
Well, that's essentially what he did.
I mean, I'm just saying.
He just talked in a circle about it for 60 seconds.
What did Nick Foles say about him?
About Carson?
Yeah.
Well, let's get him on and ask him. I don't know. What did he say?
Nick has social media. He has an opportunity to say what he wants to say.
But what did he say about
him? He didn't say anything.
Well, he wasn't. If he was asked specifically in a radio interview.
His teammate is out here getting scorched by everybody. His other teammates came out and spoke up for him.
You don't have to come out on social
media. So he didn't need to pump Nick up either today.
So the relationship isn't great.
Dude, all I'm telling you is I'm not going to sit here and rip Carson for not pumping up Nick. Nick didn't come to the defense of Carson.
Okay. Well, right, but he didn't learn anything from him, which I found to be not surprising
that he reacted like that.
He did. Turned into a coffee fan. Marks
you
and
know
Reese.
Who turned me into a coffee fan? Brian Dawkins.
B-Doc?
Yes.
No.
He did, man.
How'd he drink his coffee? Extra?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did an extra guy?
Yeah.
That's me.
And that's what he turned me into. And then Jim would come in there and see us making coffee, and he'd be like, you want any coffee with that cream and sugar?
Oh, I hate that guy.
You want any coffee with that cream and sugar? What are you talking about, Jim?
I hate that guy.
Real, you can't even taste the coffee.
Real men drink straight.
No. Yeah, you ever see a real black coffee drinker with no sugar actually finish his coffee?
Yeah, Jim, that's why you're constantly dehydrated up there when you're running a meeting, man. Love my guy. Rest in peace.
888-729-9494. So the question with the Phillies is, you know where they're going. You know where they're headed. They've done a good job so far this offseason adding some pieces to improve the roster, with or without Bryce Harper, and hopefully Bryce Harper or Machado is coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to make a blockbuster, get an all-star player in here for 2 years before you're going to pay him lots and lots of money if you want to keep him.
Great move.
You're all in.
Man, great move.
Trade the prospects.
Yep.
Get rid of them.
Six still going to be up here in 2 years, the next 2 years?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Maybe. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to do it yet. I want to see what happens in 2019, and then let's do it. It's too early, Ike. It's too early. Do people agree or disagree? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll keep you updated. We'll give you the latest on everything. NBA trade line and Phillies coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.